to Nico Deitch from EPA for his presentation.
Okay, thanks, Lauren. Go ahead and pull up the slides, Lauren. Thanks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. We'll jump in here. Okay, thanks, Jeremy, and thanks, Robin. I'm going to be talking about the projected energy impacts of state EERE policies, which is a new initiative, a new project that is currently in draft form that is out for comment. And, we'd appreciate your input. And I'm going to tell you during the course of the presentation how to do that. The starting point with our analysis is that states are increasingly looking at the role of EERE policies in their NACFIPs. Lauren, if you want to move the slide, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. So again, the starting point, states are increasingly looking at the role of EERE policies in their NACFIPs. However, in order to estimate emission changes from these policies, states need reliable projections of their EERE policy impacts over the SIP compliance period. And to help states with the required quantification, we have a project we'd like to tell you about. The first step we're taking is updating projected energy impacts of the state EERE policies not already included in the AEO 2013 electricity sales forecast, which for many states is a key input to emissions modeling. I note here that we previously completed a similar analysis in 2011, and the link for that information is presented here. It's the same link for our new draft information, so I'd appreciate it if, particularly if state officials could go to this website, look at what we've done, and again, we'd encourage your comment. Secondly, we're issuing a methodology document describing our approach and the data sources we're using here. Now, in terms of how state air agencies can use this information, they can develop a revised baseline electricity sales forecast that reflects EERE policies and use this revised baseline to quantify resulting emission reductions. Then these reductions can be included in SIP submittals, both for ozone and other criteria pollutants. And in jurisdictions not currently preparing a SIP, these resources can be used to identify whether EERE policies can help them stay in attainment. Next slide, Lauren. I'll wait for this to load up. Once it does load up, this slide shows our assessment of the EERE policies in and out of AEO 2013, which is an important step in our analysis. The key point here being that by identifying what state policies are not included in AEO, we can quantify their impact and generate a revised electricity sales forecast reflecting the key EERE policies and actions that states are taking. And as mentioned, this revised baseline can then be used by states to estimate emissions impacts. The first box here, the EERE policies explicitly included in AEO 2013 include federal appliance standards. This is inclusive of new important lighting standards, state building codes, those deemed most current by DOE, as well as direct federal spending on efficiency, things like the state energy program dollars, local block grants, Recovery Act tax incentives, as well as RPF policies. 29 states in DC as of November 2012 are incorporated into AEO 2013. So it's not a comprehensive list, but it's a list that covers the areas most likely for double counting with our analysis. Our focus here is the EERE policies in the second box, not explicitly included or that are additional to AEO 2013. These are the efficiency resource standards in 25 states, also other EE program funding in those states without ERS policies. So we've counted five. Here we're talking about public benefit funds, allowance auction revenues from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, as well as forward capacity market revenues in ISO New England and PJM. The last policy, not explicitly included in AEO 2013, is RPS policies, two states between December 2012 and June of 2013. Lauren, if you could please advance the slides. This slide addresses the state EE policy effects on the AEO 2013 national forecast. Again, these are draft results. The chart shows cumulative impacts of state EE policies in 2025 relative to the AEO 2013 baseline forecast, which is shown in the solid purple line. The important data here is the lowermost line representing a revised national sales forecast, accounting for EE policies listed in the previous slide. The incremental impacts are 2.3% of electricity sales in 2025. And the top line here, the green dotted line, represents a hypothetical forecast excluding what we call embedded savings, essentially a forecast without state EE policies. And I'd like to mention here that our methodology accounts for the EE policies embedded in the AEO in recognition of the fact that, you know, programs have been ramping up for the last decade, and there are a lot of savings already baked into the system here. So we're looking both at incremental and embedded policies within the context of the AEO analysis. Last slide, Lauren, please. We'd appreciate your input on this draft analysis that we've completed to date. There are several questions we'd like you to look at. Five of them are listed here. I'll run through them briefly. The first is, are your state's policies accurately described? That is, did we get the details correct? And we'd appreciate your input. We've done the best we could to analyze each state's policies. You have a better sense, however, than we do of what's actually on the books. So, state officials in particular, we'd appreciate it if you could look at our draft analysis and provide us with comment. Second is, does our overall approach to projecting the impacts make sense? This is open-ended. We'd appreciate your comment on the overall analysis and the approach that we have taken. And then next, are there uncertainties or issues not addressed? In our methodology document, we talk about several of these. We'd appreciate your comment on whether or not we've accurately handled the uncertainty, and we recognize there is plenty of it with this analysis. And then fourth, are the results presented in a clear and understandable way? We want to make sure that our analysis is intelligible to both folks that work on the energy efficiency side of this issue as well as on the air quality side, and therefore would like to make sure that our analysis is presented clearly. And then any other comments not addressed here, please let us know. Comments are due by April 1st. If you go to the URL presented on the second slide, that's where you can access all of this information and provide the email address to which you can send your comments. So that is all I have. Thank you very much, and welcome any questions.
Thank you, Nico. We didn't have any clarifying questions at this time, but might have some questions come in for the Q&A session at the end. We're going to turn to another poll question, and I'm going to launch this right now. You should see this on your screen. So for this poll question, what type of energy efficiency impact data is available to you? Annual energy impacts of EE programs in megawatt hours, and hourly energy impacts or load profile of energy efficiency programs. I don't have it, but know who to ask for energy efficiency data. Or lastly, I don't know where to get energy efficiency data. So if you could please take a few seconds and respond to this poll question. And I'll launch the results of the poll.
Thanks, Lauren. It looks like most people said that they don't know where to get the EE data. That was 43% of respondents. 29% said annual energy impacts of EE programs. 22% said, I don't have it, but I know who to ask for the EE data. And 6% said hourly energy impacts or load profile of EE programs.
Great. Thanks, Julia. And next, we're going to turn